So at the end of A, we said that the whole concept of trash removal sounded pretty good to us.
Mm-hmm.
And here in B, Gil thinks so as well.
That's really convenient. We were wondering if you could take a little off the rent, though. So he's saying it's convenient. I agree. My trash is taken away every day at 6 o'clock, or rather the truck comes at 6 o'clock to the end of my street.
Mm-hmm.
But I just seem never to be home at 6 o'clock. I'm just coming home. So lots of times our trash piles up.
So that's very inconvenient.
Very inconvenient.
Well, what else could be convenient? A convenience store,
yes,
like the 7-Elevens and all the Family Marts and things like that around town.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very convenient. They're very simple to use and easy to use.
So after commenting about the trash, Gil does a little change here, and we were wondering, he wants to know if the landlord would drop the rent, so make it a little cheaper.
Of course, it's a good thing to also talk about this before you decide to take the apartment normally.
Mm. Well, I'm surprised it wasn't brought up earlier.
And I like the way he started it. We were wondering if. So he knows that it might be not possible, and he knows that it might be possible, but he's wondering in his mind, or they are wondering in their minds, if it is a possibility for the rent to be lower.
And the landlord says, I can take $2,000 off. Well, that's not bad. So he dropped the rent, $2,000. That'll make the rent $28,000.
See, this is another thing. Normally, if you're asking to lower the rent, you also want to start with the price you would like the rent lowered to. So maybe Gil should say, we're wondering if you could drop the rent to
$25,000.
Mm. And then the landlord could also respond with, I can take $2,000 off.
You know, I think I'm like Gil, though. I suspect Gil doesn't like to bargain.
Ah.
And I felt the same way when I talked to my landlord about rent. I didn't want to start bargaining. Okay, how about 25? And okay, 30. I didn't want to do that.
But sometimes you can really get a good deal.
Yes.
Especially if you have your own furniture, because
mm-hmm.
then you can take some off because the charge for the apartment comes from the furniture sometimes.
Sure.
And Gil says, that's great. $28,000 sounds good. Every little bit counts. And we don't need the parking space. I guess we could rent it out.
So they'll get a little bit of extra money back from that.
And the every little bit counts means every little bit of money that we can save really helps, really counts towards something.
Yeah.
Toward our savings.
Yeah, well, it counts towards just a better deal.
And the landlord says, sure, you can rent it out, and probably for at least $3,000 per month.
Now, they don't mention where exactly this apartment is, but I think that that's actually pretty cheap.
Right. It does sound really cheap. So you never know. If it's in Tiemu, sometimes it'll cost $5,000 average per month, or I guess downtown a lot more.
Oh, a lot more.
And Gil says, well, if we can rent it for $3,000, that'll bring the price of the rent to $25,000. That's the price we were shooting for.
Okay, so this is a little bit lower yet. It'll be down to 25.
If you bring a price down, it means that you take it from a higher price to a lower price.
Yeah.
You don't say bring the sound of the radio down or something like
no,
that.
No, that's something we turn down.
Right. But normally when you talk about money, you can talk about bringing down the price. When there's a sale on, the stores bring down the price
mm-hmm.
maybe by 20% or so.
Now, that's the price they were shooting for. Shooting? Well, not that kind of shooting, but that just means that that's the price they were looking for. That's what they wanted. That was their target.
What probably originally would have been said is that's the price range.
Yes.
So between the high and low, that's in the high and low that we were actually hoping for. And this shooting for just means hoping for or trying to get. The landlord finishes off with, I'm glad. Now, there's a deposit fee of 2 months' rent.
So he's happy with the deal, too. He thinks that this will work for him as well. But he wants his deposit fee.
And that deposit fee, of course, you know, is money that you should get back when you move out,
mm-hmm.
if everything in the house is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 months' rent is kind of expensive, but it does regularly happen in the city. Sample conversations. Every little bit counts.
I save 10 NT every day.
Well, every little bit counts. The landlord's third sentence. signing the contract.
We'll both sign it and add any details we agree upon.
I'd prefer it if you could commit to 1 year.
Bring your chop to sign the contract with.